Gemara says in Daf, Yudaf Amud Aleph, the ger katan might be a nice adas bezdin. If a ger katan, you can make a katan to a ger, and you do it adas bezdin, and it's before in the Gemara that it works midin zachin, the zachin ladam shalai b'fanav. Tysus over here asks a shtak akasha, he says that how could zachin work to be megay ger katan? We know that schia is mitam shlichas. Schia works mitam shlichas because a non sadi would make him into a shliach, and we know the halach is that ain't schia la katan, ain't shlichas la katan, and a katan can't make a shliach. So if a katan can't make a shliach, how can it be zachin for a katan? This katan can't have shlichas, can't have schia, and therefore he can't be megay ger katan. He asks another kasha that he's not just a katan, he's a guy, and ain't shlichas la'akum. So for another reason, he can't be a shliach, so he doesn't understand this whole musig of zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav by a ger katan. And he ends up saying a paltik achidish that in a chinami, midaraisa, this ger is not a ger, he's only a ger midarabanan. Midarabanan, we make him into a ger. He's only chayv and mitzvahs midarabanan, and it's going like the mandamer, the ishkach med chachamim, lakadav and matar become vasay, and this whole ger is only a ger midarabanan. Paltik achidish from Tysus. I once saw a paltik akasha on this Tysus from Chatzkel Abramsky. This is brought down by Ramesh Mordechai Schulzinger in his Sefer Pnina Ben Yechazkel and some of his other svarim. He heard this kasha from Abchatzkel, and Abchatzkel bleib shver, paltik akasha. He said, what does it mean? What's this whole musig that Tysus is saying that this person is a ger midarabanan? That means midaraisa is not a ger. Really, he's not a ger bechlal. He's a guy. But he's a guy that Chacham said, you have to keep mitzvahs, you have to keep the Torah, you have to act like a yid. So, in fact, Abchatzkel Abramsky, what's mechayivim to listen to the Chacham, to listen to the rabbanan? The only reason why we're mechayiv to keep the rabbanans is because it says lo sasa. The Torah says lo sasa mechal shir ruch, and that's mechayiv us to keep the rabbanans. We have a lav in the Torah telling us that we have to listen to the Chachamim. But this guy, this person is a guy. He's not a yid. A guy does not have the mitzvah of lo sasa. So if he doesn't have the mitzvah of lo sasa, he's not mechayiv to keep the rabbanans. So how can you say he's a ger midarabanan? Midarabanan is mechayiv to keep the Torah. He's not mechayiv to listen to the Torah because he's a guy. He does not have the mitzvah of lo sasa, and mele he's not mechayiv to listen to the Chachamim either. So what is mechayiv him to keep mitzvahs midarabanan if he's not mechayiv in mitzvahs midatayra because ba'emes he's a guy? So it's very tamuah to understand what is this whole musig of a guy being mechayiv to act like a yid midarabanan. Now, maybe you're going to want to answer up the Shitas Ramban. They do take a Shita the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs. The argument is on the Rambam. The Ramban holds that when you Ivran at the Rabbanan, you're not Ivran Loy Sasser. Not like the Rambam. So, if the Ramban learns Loy Sasser is not going on Dinam the Rabbanan, Loy Sasser is talking about Zakin Mamre. There is no Lav Doraisa saying they have to listen to Mitzvahs and the Rabbanan. And the Kash on the Ramban is, so if there's no Loy Sasser to tell me that I have to listen to the Rabbanans, then what is Mechayim to keep the Rabbanans? What's Mechayim is to keep it if there's no Lav in the Torah saying they have to keep Mitzvahs and the Rabbanan? So it's Yidua that Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Uvein both say a similar idea, that even though there's no Beferish Alav in the Torah, they have to keep the Rabbanans, but being that we find a Gilui in the Torah that there's a Musa called Mitzvah Rabbanan, it says Rishmartim is Mishmartin, we know that Ratzon Hashem is that Chachamim should be Mikayim, Chachamim should make his Eris, so there's a Svara, they say there's a Svara that a person is Mukhiv to keep Ratzon Hashem, even without any Beferish Chiyuvim. If we know this is Ratzon Hashem, if we know that Hashem empowered the Chachamim to make Zeris, it's a Svara that every human being has to keep the Ratzon Hashem. I mean, Mela, Zakta Vilchanan, and Rebuvin, even though there's no specific Lavaloy Sasser, but being that we know that's Ratzon Hashem, there's a Svara that you'd have to keep Ratzon Hashem. So Pashas, you could say, who had been by a guy, even though he's a guy and there's no Loy Sasser on him, but once he knows that's Ratzon Hashem, that he should keep the Darabanan, to keep the term of Darabanan, he would be Mechayiv to do it, just like any Mitzvah Darabanan, Lagabi, any other Yid. He's Loy Gara, because every Yid doesn't have Loy Sasser either. So if either Ramban, Lachar, you could be Miyashiv, the Kasha, Alpi Darka. But the problem is, like Abchatzel, he says, Lefila Toriyavin is still going to be shver because Tysus and Megillah and Daf Chav Dalid is mechadish that even though Asuma is patam in a mitzvah, but midarabanan he's chayv in mitzvahs. And the Toriyavin over there asks, he says a similar kasha. He says, how could it be? How could it be mechuyev in mitzvahs midarabanan if he's patam from mitzvahs daraisa? He doesn't have the lav of leisaser. So if he doesn't have the lav of leisaser, he's patam from mitzvahs darabanan as well. So how could the rabbanan be mechayv to keep mitzvahs if he's patam from the leisaser? So he has no chiyev to keep darabanans either. As I affected Toriyavin. Now, Lefi, what we said, Lefi Rav Chanan said to me, Maz the Ramban, about it's not a kasha, because you don't need a lo sasa to be chayiv the Rabbanan. The fact that it's Ratzon Hashem should be enough to be mechayiv you. But the Toriyavin who doesn't answer that obviously disagrees. He holds if there's no beferish lo sasa, then nothing is mechayiv me to keep the Rabbanan. So if that's the case, then Lefi the Toriyavin's Havana, how does he understand this Tysus over here? How could it be that a guy is mechayiv to keep mitzvahs midarabanan? He doesn't have a lo sasa. Without a lo sasa, there's no mechayiv to keep anything. So lechayr, it's tamu etuva. What is this whole musig of a ger katan midivrayim, a ger katan midarabanan? He's not mechayiv midarais and lesaser. He's not mechayiv to keep the rabbanans. So what is mechayiv to taka act as a yid? He has no chiyuv in the rabbanan at all. That's the pleidik akasha that Mechatzer Abramsky asked on this taisus. If anyone has a teretz, I'd love to hear.